Begin the current davening sechet zayv in daf lamed beis. Begin the mid alpha. Begin the tez demas. Begin towards the gemara of sheish shama. He says chazaka shlichah oisir shlichusai. We could presume that a shliach, an agent, is going to do his agency. Which says comes to say, how do we rule lamaisik? If the gemara brought a machlekes, Rav Nachman said that by biblical law we don't go with the chazaka, and Rav Sheish said not only rabbinic but even biblical law we go chazaka shlichah oisir shlichusai. So Tosfos brings harav Rabbeinu Shimshon mifaliria paisik Rav Sheish. He rules like Rav Sheish that by biblical law. We say chazaka shlichas shlichusai. Why? Because the Bahag places the halacha of Nachman Medini. Bahag rules that when it comes to judicial law, we rule like Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes b'Suri. And regarding Rav Sheshes, when it comes to prohibitory law, and since this is prohibitory law, so therefore we're going to rule like Rav Sheshes. However, or Ben Tam near according to Ben Tam, it seems the halacha of Nachman halacha here, in contrast to the general category, the halacha is like Rav Nachman. Why? He brings proofs. The Perkis Kabbalah Amar, the Gemara didn't have some of the Amar, the Gemara tells his Baal, Amar, the Gerishin of the Baal, the husband gave the get, the divorce document, to a third party. And he says he gave it to him for divorce reasonings. Rishlish Amar, the Gerishin, and the third party also says he was given to him to ultimately divorce the wife. The Yemir is not something Ba'avad, but the woman, she says actually that it was given to me already and I lost it. So that the agent is not believed to testify that she wasn't divorced because he's a singular witness. And in Dovah Shabbat Pachas Mishnayim, we say when it comes regarding halachas of relationships, that you can't have less than two witnesses. So therefore, he's not believed. Well, Parach Madam, the Gemara asks, from this that we say, someone tells his friend, say, B'kadosh Le'isha Stam, go and engage me to a woman. Doesn't say which one. Also, B'chal Nashim Shabbat. Now, if this agent dies on the road, we don't know who he engaged this man to. So he's forbidden to every woman in the world. Now, because says the Gemara Alma, so you see Chazak Shlichas Shlichusai, that we don't know each one might be the sister of the one they was engaged to. So you see that we presume that the one that he told to do the agency did the agency. And we don't say that maybe he was not engaged at all to the woman. So therefore the same thing goes over here. That if we're saying that the Chazak that he did this, so why when he gives the get to the Shlich to divorce his wife, we don't say that the Chazak Shlich he did his Shlichas and that she is divorced. Mishani, why are we not trusting him? Mishani, the Gemara answers, oh, hanay l'chumru. When did we say this? We only said it as a stringency. Specifically, we tell the agent, go engage me to a woman. So that's what we say, oh, as a stringency, that, okay, maybe he did it, and if it's forbidden to every other woman. Ablakula, but as a leniency, for example, if he gives his get to an agent, that if we're going to rely on the chazaka, we're going to permit the woman to get married, they're like, they didn't say this such a chazaka, and therefore, that the woman's not presumed to be as divorced. Now, so from here, Ben Tam proves that obviously you see from that Gemara, the Lachzak of Nachman, that regarding biblical law, we don't rely on the Chazak of a Shlich, that it is Shlichas. It's only as a stringency that we say Shlich to the Shlichas. Another Raya, another proof is Perikam of the Chulin Nami Masik. The first Perik of Chulin, that if you're based on the Gemara conclusion, says, Lo Ilam Ein Chazak of Shlich, who say a Shlich does not necessarily do his Shlichas. V'oimer l'shluch etzei b'tarmli, and if someone tells his agent, go ahead and take off Truvas and Isis from my produce, v'olachamatz atarmli goes and he finds, okay, that it's been taken off Trumas and Isis. Says the Gemara, no, in Cheskasi Tarm. We don't presume that it was taken off appropriate tithes, and it's going to be forbidden to eat from it. Why? Maybe someone else overheard that this guy wanted it to be done, and he went and did it, and he wasn't an agent on that. So his separating is not good. But from here, Ben Tam proves, again, you see obviously Rav Nachman, that we don't presume that the first guy did it, and that we'll say Chazak HaShlicha Isis Shlichus. We don't say that by biblical law, and that we rule like Rav Nachman. Now, and on that, Rabbein Tam addresses a problem. How could we bring a right from that Gemara? It's Rav Nachman himself saying that teaching. So of course he's going to say like his own opinion. And that's his teshnum, but still the Gemara concludes like that teaching, and therefore, it seems that the Lach is like Rav Nachman. And so to Vahud the boy Mine Kibla, the one who asked the question, and he also accepted that answer. Therefore, we see it's not only Rav Nachman, but others agreed to his opinion. But another proof says, Rav Shammai, the Besamach, the Gemara shortly brings the teaching of Shemaya regarding a woman that has to have a carbon and she puts some money in the shofar and we could presume that that night she could already eat kachem. Shemaya explains, why? Because there's a chazaka that the courts of the kingdom that they don't leave there until all the monies have been used. Now from that, Rabbein Tam infers that obviously that Sabin Amak Rav Nachman holds a Rav Nachman because Rav Sheish is like Tzarech Lechazkiz Kahanim. According to Rav Sheish, one would not have to have the chazaka of the kahanim that... meaning, in other words, even if there wasn't the bezin over there, we'd rely on the chazak of shlichusai. Obviously, that no, you see from Rabbi Shemaya, that regarding biblical law, that we don't rely on the shliach and that you need to have the bezdin. And again, from all these rishis, Rabbi Tam says, we look at Nachman that by the law we don't say chazaka is the shlichus. However, Maimari, the rishis says not true. The mekalze ain raya. From all the proofs Rabbi Tam brought, it's not a proof to say that we rule like Rav Nachman. Why? Because he goes through one by one to show how it could even be like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes nami less like Chazaka Shlicha Shlichus. Rav Sheshes also agrees, although he says you say it even by biblical law, he agrees he's not going to say it. El b'makim shim liyasa Shlichus. Only in a situation where if he's not going to do his agency, yomah mishalech l'di aver miyismachalav, that then the one who sends him is going to come to an aver is relying on him. In other words, then he says, okay, we're going to rely on the shliach. Yeah, if he promises he's going to do it, then even my biblical will rely on that because he wouldn't want the one who's sending him to come to a sin. But like, therefore, in all these cases that you just brought that we're seeing that is no such chazaka. Yeah, that would even be like Rav Sheshes. Because, for example, by the get. And actually, Chesh is leading the get. The agent's not concerned that he has to give the get. If he doesn't give the get, then the Balabais has not committed any sin. So therefore, maybe he was lax. Maybe he didn't do it. But he the chulanami also regarding the halacha there, Mesechtes Chulin, regarding when he tells the person, go ahead, take off Trumas or slaughter something for me. And the chayish is lishchevel the truma. Not concerned. He's lax. He doesn't slaughter. It doesn't take truma. Why? Because if it doesn't take truma, he's going to see that he didn't do it. And v'loyasek adayt yishem achayish mavitchum. And the guy who doesn't do it, he doesn't entertain. Like actually, that's what the Gemara says. That maybe someone else is going to hear and do it. So since he doesn't think anything bad's going to come out of it, yeah, he might be lax even according to Rav Sheshes. So Rav Shemai Nami, the teacher of Shemai that the Gemara brings, like maybe you could say, v'loyomar. He didn't say Kedelitin Tamla Masamchan Alakhanim. He didn't say that this that he's saying that the court doesn't leave there until they get it done is not to say why we're relying on the Khanim. Eliashim Divi Rav. He's just coming to explain the words of Rav. The Amper Geisha that Rav says in Sachnat Tzadim Beis. Ain't Sheikh the Mizerkin Al Tamei Sheretz. Now let us slaughter the carbon and throw the blood for someone that it's tummy for a sheretz, afikav the mikvah lefaneinu, although that there's a mikvah in front of us in the table, and it'll be permitted that night to the carbon pesach. No, we're concerned. Dim apostle le table. Maybe he's going to be next to the table. Avashaych the mezakin amachusik yipurim, but you could slaughter and you could throw the blood for someone that also is not eligible yet because they still have to bring their carbonus of purification. Now, avavikav the avinam mechusimais, although that's also lacking, actually, bring a carbon. No, they're like a mechash dim apostle. They were not concerned for negligence. Why? Rav Shemaya. Like Rav Shemaya said, we have a chazaka on the best of the Kahanim that they don't leave until all the Karbanos are brought. Basim Nami Maisalan, they're also the way we bring the teaching of Shemaya to resolve the opinion of Rav, that why we're not concerned that there's going to be negligence over there and he's not going to bring his carbon. But you're right, Rav Shemaya, however, could hold, like Rav Shesha, that he might be able to hold. We do essentially rely on chazaka Shlechus. He's just also saying that principle, which is from that same idea over there, regarding the Karbanos of the Mechusik Purim, that when they don't leave until all the karbanos get done. So, thanks for Rabbi Shimshon in Palaria that he rules like Rav Sheshes. They did my biblical law. Yeah, no guys, as we say by Isuri, we pass on like Rav Sheshes. Rabbi Tam rules not like Rav Nachman. The biblical law we don't. And he brought all these rais. The Re undid all the rais and he rules like Rav Sheshes. That even by biblical law we do rely. It's just that all the cases that the Rabbi Tam had brought, Rav Sheshes would agree that you don't rely. Because if the shlich's not going to do his agency, it's not going to cause a sin. And therefore, that's why he wouldn't necessarily do it. But if it would cause, then we could rely on the chazaka of the shlich doing it, even by dayreis. Next is the Mazda begins with the Gemara, Chaykim Utarn. Those who live far away, they're going to be permitted already from noon on the second day of Pesach to eat the new grain. Rish Tosis explains the proof of the sacrificing of the Eimer and from the other raya of the pairs of birds of the woman giving birth. Taisa says, "Avagav dalkach tzuyin lakim shem mitzrayim." What do you mean? The kahanim have to do it not because they're the agents of those who live far away, and you see that oh chazaka they're doing their shlichus. What do you mean? They have to do it simply because it's a mitzvah of bringing an aimer. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. The kamokam ma'isi rai, but still says Taisa, the proof is mahod deshar ruchekim mechatzes ve'elach. This that we permit for those who live far from noon and onwards, where avagav deyashar is kaliyam. Even though for the mitzvah itself they have ability to do it all day. But they do it quickly. They know that those who live far are waiting. We want to eat the new grain. And therefore we see that they're considered like in that way a shliach and that chazaka shliach is l'chusek. And the same thing we find is regarding the raya of the pairs of birds of a zavah yaled. What do you mean? They can't have a mitzvah to sacrifice it. But that day they don't have to do it. Unless if they rely on them, that's the idea that they did it today. Because that's his presumption that the shliach did his agency. The next Tez the Master begins with the Gemara. If someone tells his friend, say malakalach, go out and harvest some of my figs. Shesha explains that, yes, an Amma Oretz could be called the friend of a Talmudic scholar. Because it says, Ho'imel lechaveri. And Tez says, Beperek lulav, Tez brings that in Sukkot of Lam Tez, Menavgavelekech lulav mechaver b'shviyas. When someone buys a lulav from his quote, his friend in the Shemitah year, so Megiyashom Rashi Amma Oretz. Rashi edits that the word should say from ignoramus. And because that's what the halacha is talking about when you buy from Amma Oretz. And Rashi says, Mishum Dalabakar lechaveri, you would never call it a Talmud Chacham buying from his Amma Oretz as his friend. Which Taisa says, no, you don't have to edit because the Achim Mokel of Amma Oretz Shem Lechaber. Because here we explain that the case is talking about when Amma Oretz is saying to the Talmud Chacham, Avigav the Talmud Lechaber, although it's calling it his friend, so still you see that you could call Amma Oretz the friend of the Talmud Chacham. And so to B'Shevas Perak HaShoylam, we find the Gemara Shevas Kavnunim and Alav, Amma Oretz Lechaber, if someone tells his friend, say B'Sachal Ibaham, go on and hire for me workers. Then the Gemara explained that it's talking about by a non-Jewish friend. So you see, even a non-Jew, for sure, Amma Oretz could be called the friend of a chaver of a Talmud Chacham. Continue next days to begin with the Gemara Tein Mitzenasi, go take some figs from my figs. Chase explains, what's the proof? Shesha is saying, I could prove Chazakash Lechusayim my biblical law. From the case of he tells his friend, go take some of my figs, and if the owner of the figs was a chaver, you don't have to take Maisa, because you can presume that he took Maisa's, which, yeah, because it's his Shlichus. Now, and that's it says, Avagav, the Maisa pays me the bun, although we're talking about payrois, figs, which its Maisa is only rabbinic. And Rav Nachman Ma'idim shall say, Bechazaka Shlecha Shlechusai. Remember, Rav Nachman agrees, no one's disagreeing regarding rabbinic law that you say, that it's Chazaka. So what is Rav Sheshes bringing over here regarding biblical law? And that's it says, given the Ikashay Maisa in the Torah, since the primary designation of Maisa is biblical, the halach is biblical, Chashalei Kishal Torah, so although this is rabbinic law, but it's modeled after Kain Shal Torah, so therefore it would have the same parameters. And it would have the same halacha, biblical law, and therefore that's where you bring a raya. You see, you say the chazaka, even by biblical law.